This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Gutiar, welcome back. This is the first Friday shiur of the new Zman. And we're going to begin with continuing in our series on Tefillah. We want to give a big Yashar Koyach to my good friend, Rabbi Tzala Rose, who's sponsoring again this year, another year, Le'ilei Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, is Nesham Shav and Aliyah, Shvi Mel Tzioshev for his whole Mishpacha, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. So, soon, last year we did the Birchas HaShachar. We had a number of shiurim, a couple dozen shiurim on the Birchas HaShachar. And this year I really want to start Pesukei DeZimra, which Bezus Hashem I hope to start in a couple weeks. But let's begin with perhaps one of the most fundamental words of Tefillah. And we hope to have a shiur, one or two shiurim on this subject, and that is Baruch. The word Baruch, which, by the way, sometimes you may go to a shul and they daven Baruch Ata. So first of all, there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh Baruch. It's Baruch. It's a Milra. So what's the difference? You're right, there's no difference. Just one is right and one is wrong. That's the only difference. But besides that, it's the same thing. Now, also, the word is not Baruch. It's Baruch. It's a Shuruk. It's an U sound, not U. U is like for Americans who homogenize everything. U is like, you know, when you bow moedim and you just nod your head. Or when you wear a mask and you leave your nose uncovered. You know, it's just a token gesture to the concept. Or, you know, so Baruch is like a token gesture to the concept of tefillah. But if you actually want a daven, then you have to say the word correctly. It's a milra and it's a U, Baruch. Anyway, what does the word mean? We're giving God a bracha? How do we pull that off? God is coming to us. Maybe he should give us money also while we're at it. You know, while we're giving him the bracha, maybe he should give us a kvittel. Like, well, why are we giving God a bracha? What is that all about? God should give us a bracha. We need his bracha. Why does he want our bracha? So this is a question that is dealt with in the Rishonim. And today we're going to learn the opinion of the Sefer HaChinuch and also the Malbim. I believe the Avudraham says very similar to the Sefer HaChinuch. I hope to see that next week. And the Malbim, the Nefesh HaChaim says very similar, and perhaps we'll see that next week as well. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes a mitzvah Taf Lamed. He says, let me make this a little bigger. He says, Halo higadati lecha b'ni b'ma shekadam. I already told you, my son. God, to him belongs all honor, all majesty, all good, all wisdom, all ability, all blessing. And the words of man and all of his actions, whether they're good, whether they're bad, don't take away and don't add. Nothing we do hurts God, nothing we do gives God any extra, you know, money in his wallet, kviyachal. No, there's nothing we do that does anything for God. Alkein sarach ata lahavchin, there you have to distinguish and understand. Ki ba'amroi tome brachos. When we constantly say in brachos, Baruch ata Hashem, or Yizbarach, we say, Yizbarach shimcha b'fi yikochai. What does that mean, Yizbarach shimcha? Ein ha-mashmois l'fi ha-doima. It doesn't mean as we would perhaps think, l'hoisif bracha b'mi she'inenu tzarch l'shem tozevus chalila, that we're adding some kind of blessing to someone who doesn't need it. Ki hi ha-doina l'akol. He is above everything, b'al ha-brachas, and above all blessing. Hu mechadei shoysan. God renews everything. U'mamtzion me'ayin, and he forms it from nothing. U'mashpia mehen shefarav. And God influences, great influence, kasher tia sham ratzani hatoiv, because that is his goodwill. Al kein srichen anu l'chapis kavana asa inyan mahu. Therefore, we need to investigate the intent of the matter. What is it? V'loi noitzi zmanenu b'masho isek b'itomid mebli havana b'iklal. Why should we spend our time saying Baruch, 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 Baruch and have no idea what it means? Va'ani ha-ma'orer, and I who have been aroused to this, ein machshavti she'yasek sichli afilu kitipa minayam ba'amitas ha'inyan. It is not in my thoughts that my intellect will achieve even a drop in the bucket. Ki kvar higid li, because it's been told to me, v'shamati, and I heard, mipi chachamim, ki yesh bedvarim elo yisoydos chazokim yisoydos neflam, that in these matters there are strong principles and wondrous secrets. Yoidum chachmei atar l'tamideyem. These are matters that are known by the sages of the Torah and their students. Students who are wise and kosher and pleasant, meaning great, righteous, and pious people know the secret of the matter. But, says the Sefer HaChinuch, it is my desire lahasig bazek tzas tam yasienu ledaber bai, to try to achieve a little bit of the taste. Now, this in general is an important principle in the Sefer HaChinuch. You know, we tend to think that the Sefer HaChinuch is a book of tamei ha-mitzvos, reasons for mitzvos. But the Sefer HaChinuch says that he's not giving the reasons for mitzvos, but tamei, the flavor of the mitzvos, the taste of the mitzvos. When we say the tam, the Sefer HaChinuch is not saying, this is not the reason of the mitzvah. A reason that we could come up with is not the reason that God Almighty intends in our performance. It merely gives us a taste and a flavor. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'ulai hoisa toiva hashtika. And this is how I feel very often. Sometimes we better not to say anything. But Avoha Avab Tikalkalas Hashura, says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know, I love the teaching so much, I love the Torah so much, that my love may pervert what is correct. So maybe I'm revealing too much over here, says the Sefer HaChinuch, but what can I do? I love the Torah too much. Okay, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Yadua Adavim Mefursim, it is known and widespread, Ki Hashem Baruch Hu, that God Almighty, Shu Rav Chesed, who offers abundant kindness, Vuhu Chafetz B'Toivas B'Yosav, and he desires the goodness of his creatures, V'Roitze L'Yosam Ru'yim V'Zakon L'Kabal Tovim Itay. And he wants that mankind should be worthy and merit to receive goodness from him. Meaning, God is a meitiv. He's Rav Chesed, and he desires the toiva of the Briyos. And this is part of God's perfection. Ki lo yikra shalem b'toiva, one cannot be called perfect in beneficence, if rak mishu meitiv l'achem v'zulasa ein sag v'zalcha b'nas. One cannot be considered a shalem in giving toiva unless he gives to others. So although God might be the greatest Baal Chesed, that cannot be b'shleimus until he actually does do Chesed to something. V'yachar haskama zu she'adana b'chiv me'rov shleimus tuvay she'chevse l'horek alein mi'brachasei. After we have the consensus and we know the great perfection of God's goodness, that he wants just to pour down his blessing. Noimar, we will say she'inyin habrach shanor milafanav einenu rak haskara. When we say baruch, 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 we're not really talking to God. We're talking to ourselves. La'oyrer nafshenu b'divrei pinu ki hu hamevoyrach. We're trying to wake up our minds to realize that our money does not come from our good ideas of how to invest or how to make a profit. But our money comes from God. The bracha comes from Him. We're not giving Him a bracha. We're not saying, God, you should be blessed. You know, everything should go well for you today. No, we're talking to ourselves. We're reminding ourselves, lest we think that since we spend so much time studying the stock market, that if we're doing well, the reason why we're doing well is because we have good plans and good ideas. And the answer has nothing to do with us. The bracha doesn't come from us. It's Baruch Atah. The source of blessing is God. Umevayrach yichlo kol atovus. And from God's blessing, that incorporates all goodness. Umitoiches oirus hatovah zeben avshenu. And by us being aroused to this piece of information, that all blessing comes from God. V'yichud machshavteinu, and our focus, l'hoidei salav, to thank Him, that all goodness is incorporated in His blessing, and He is the King to send to whoever He wants. And it's only through that, the way we achieve God's blessing is by acknowledging and recognizing that all blessing comes from Him. So when we say Baruch Ata, we're not giving Him a blessing, we're acknowledging that all blessing comes from Him. And by acknowledging that, that is our merit to achieve the bracha. And after we say Baruch, and we thank Him, we ask Him for what we need. God, forgive me. God, heal me. God, I want Oishar. And after we ask Him, we thank Him again. We say Baruch Ata Hashem. Why are we saying Baruch Ata Hashem? We're saying, God, we thank You. That's how we begin, and that's how we end. Otherwise, if we don't end with Baruch, that's like Eved who took something from his master and he just leaves. Imagine if a master gives an Eved a prize, some kind of recompense, and the Eved just books and he leaves. So it's like he's stealing from his master. So it comes out, Baruch is not a verb. We're not saying we are blessing you. We're not using it as a verb. It's an adjective of God. God is Baruch. God is the source of blessing. The word Baruch is an adjective. It's an acknowledgement that God encapsulates all blessing. And when we say Yizbarach, what does it mean Yizbarach? We're saying Meha Mispoel. That's the tense of Yizbarach. The Kavana is we're pleading to Him that it should be His will to bring about, that it should be engendered in the heart of man, that man's heart should be upright, that everyone should acknowledge that all goodness and blessing comes from God. So Baruch is an adjective. We're saying, God, we acknowledge all health comes from You. Good health comes from You, God. It doesn't come from anything else. God, all our money comes from You. We're acknowledging all of the benefits of life coming from Him. Yizbarach is a tefillah. We're saying, God, make it so that mankind recognizes this. Yiratzim ofanechash kol bnei oilam yu miyachsim habrach eilecha. Everyone should attribute blessing to You. Umoidim, and acknowledge that from You it is mispashed. And by doing that, blessing will rest and devolve on the world. And that will fulfill God's desire, which is in fact to be meitiv to the world. So again, the Sefer HaChinuch learns that the word Baruch is an adjective, a description of God, rather than a verb of what we are performing. The Malbim, in the Sefer Arzus HaChaim, everybody is familiar with the commentary of the Malbim of Tanakh, less are familiar, the Malbim wrote a commentary on Or HaChaim, the first part of Or HaChaim, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes extensively. And the Malbim writes in the Arzus HaChaim, what does the word Baruch mean? The Sefer HaIkrim writes that it's a language of praise, halel, excited, laudatory supplication, v'shabach, and praise. And many of the Kadmoinim say that. And it comes from Uberach Eslachmecha. And the Sefer HaChinuch that we just read, the Malbim quotes, that it's not a lashon of Pa'ul, but it's a Shem Toyar. Like God is Rachum. Rachum is the source of compassion. Uba HaKamatz B'Peh HaPoal LaHashlim HaDogesh Shal Ois Aleph Tav Ayin Heresh. That's beyond my ability. V'Ratzoloimer Ata Hashem Sha'ata Mekar HaBrachas. You, God, You are the source of all blessing. And this is similar to what the Akedah writes. Rabbeinu Bechaye says like this, in Parshas Ekev. This is if you say that a blessing is a need of a hedyot. But at the end of Perek HaMakabel, it says, V'shachav b'silmasoi uveirachecha, yotza hekta she'en ta'en bracha. It says, uveirach, uveirachtas Hashem lekecha. What do you mean God doesn't need a blessing? But there's a mitzvah in the Torah to say, Berachas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, Eloksiv ulecha tiet staka. Hektish doesn't need tzedakah, but hektish needs a bracha. So we learn out a principle. Im kain, habracha is sarach gavaya. Blessing is a need of the shamayim. God needs our blessing. So what does that mean? How does God need our blessing? Why does God need our blessing? What does He need our blessing for? Uperosh baruch hu toisvis veriboy. The word baruch means an increasement, an addition. She'oisei toiv, that those who do good, moisifin al-yidei maseyem, they increase through their actions. La'hamshech mayim me'abreicho hel-yoyna. You thought we would only talk about this in Tamar Devaira. No. There is a pool in heaven. There is a big pool in the Shamayim. La'harek shefa. It causes to draw water from the pool of the heavens to pour shefa of satiri, ratzon, bracha, and adava from God. So the word bracha means to add. The way we add God's shefa on high from the upper worlds to come down to the lower worlds is through our good deeds. So we say baruch. It's sort of a request that God should increase His shefa. The Ramban also, in his commentary to Shir HaShirim, who explains how the Taryag Mitzvos are incorporated in the Ten Commandments, the Rajba says similarly, maybe we'll see this next week, do you know the Gemara Tanya, where Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and God says, Yishmael b'ni barcheini, Yishmael, give me a blessing. So what does that mean? And it's already known that the blessing from God to those, to His creations, are as nichlal in the shame of the four letters. Rabbeinu Bechaye writes that a baruch is also a lashon of berech, your knee. Ki lecha sichra kol berech. It's a lashon of humility. Baruch ata. I humble myself in gratitude. That's another meaning of baruch. Ratzaloimar, birki im habonim arvetzis al habonim. Okay, so that's the Rabbeinu Bechai uses it for Kabbalistic terminology. But perhaps next week we'll see. Rav Miller learns the word baruch also comes from the word berech, the knee, where one is bowing and humbling oneself in gratitude. Now, the Malbim. That was the pshat of the Malbim. So the Malbim is sort of quoting the Sefer HaChinuch, and then he's saying in order to influence the Breicha Elyoina, the upper reservoir, to pour down Shefa to the lower worlds, one that is accomplished through our Masim Toivim and our Tfilos. But the Malbim explains this clearer in the Malbim on, it should say, Tehillim Perakuf Lamed Hei. The Malbim says, Bashir Hazeh Yesoid Pina Nifla Al Yesoid Yamuna. This capital, namely Kuf Lamed Dalet, it should say, offers us a cornerstone principle of faith. And that is that the Makar HaElyon, the upper reservoir, Asher Lo Yechazvu Meimav, whose waters will never be deceitful and are an effervescent, constant source of Shefa, Yizbarach V'Yisrael V'Yidei Masa HaTachtonim, is actually increased. God's bounty that He can offer us is actually increased through the actions of creations down here. Ki Hashem yashpia hatoiv latoivim. God will influence goodness to the good, v'hashefa l'muchanim, and the bounty to those who are prepared. Ube'esha hador bilti ruyim l'kabloi. However, when the generation is not fit to receive God's bounty, Az mayon nirpas. Then the spring is sullied. Umakar mashkas. And the reservoir is corrupt. And so to speak, the channels get stuffed up. So, you know, if we live in a time where there is difficulty in health-wise or in parnasa, that means that there is the channels have become clogged, and you need basically a Roto-Rooter to come in and, you know, clean up the channels. Because through our actions, we increase the available shefa from that Hashem could offer us. V'zehu inyan ha-bracha she'yisom mevarchem asam. This is the concept of Klal Yisrael making a bracha. Shehu she'b'maseyem atam v'tfilosem, that through our good deeds and our prayers, yemaleyes ha-brecha al-yoyno, we fill up the upper pool, peleg elokim, the reservoir of God, malei me'achesed atam v'rachamim. Meaning, if you want God's reservoir to be full, if you want the storehouse to be ample, it's only amply supplied if we give it bracha. And we give it bracha, that's what we say, baruch. We say, God, we pray that your reservoir should be filled up. Then v'al ha'aretz yirakua, then it will pour forth on the earth. Ukshayedu ma'asim, ukshayiru ma'asim. But when our actions are bad, yivshu afike ma'im, the pools dry up, the nahar yechrab yivash, and the rivers are arid. Ukmashikasav chazal. Like Chazal said, that Klal Yisrael is moisif, koyach, in strength, lamala. And there's a concept, habracha tzorech gavoya. The heavens need our blessing. Through our blessing, it increases available supply. Now, so basically, we've seen two ideas. Idea number one is the Sefer HaChinuch, that Baruch, we're not blessing God, it's merely an acknowledgement that awakens our mind to the notion that God is the source of all blessing. Number two, the pshat of the Malbim, that God has a brecha elyon, an upper reservoir, and that upper reservoir's supply is affected and is given additional resources through our blessing. However, the Malbim in Tehillim has just an astounding another dimension of the difference between Hallel and Baruch. And let's see if I have a Tehillim here. Yeah. In Parak Kuf Yud Gimel of Tehillim, which is the opening Parak of Tehillim, which is one of my favorite prakim in Tehillim. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah Avdei Hashem. Praise God, you servants of Hashem. Hallelujah Hashem Hashem. Praise the name of Hashem. But after we say praise the name of Hashem, you'll see here, it says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach. Not only be Mahalel, but also give bracha to Hashem. So we say as follows, Mimizrach Shem Hashem Mevoirach Mehulal Shem Hashem. From the east to the west, God's name is ready, Mehulal. God's name is already elevated above the goyim, it's above the heavens. But who is like Hashem, our God, that despite the fact that He sits on high, He lowers Himself to the aretz? May offer dal, God raises up the poor from the dust. Me'ash, boys, from the garbage heap. Yorim Evyon, He raises up the impoverished. Lahishivi, to raise them up, to sit im nidivim. By the way, here's another thing. The word is not lahishivi, it's lahishivi. Okay. And also, it's not moishivi akeres abayis, it's moishivi akeres abayis. Okay. But be it as it may, why do we start off saying God should be Mehulal and then we go to Yishem Hashem Mevoirach? Says the Holy Malbim. We say praise, give halal to Hashem, but then we say halal is not enough. But Yishem Hashem Mevoirach. Because there's a difference between halal and bracha. Halal is acknowledging God's greatness and elevation, and that is something goyim acknowledge. You go to their houses of worship. Hallelujah! You know, they're all into the hallelujahs. But guess what they don't do? They don't bless God. The difference between a hallelujah and blessing Avoloya bracha shabracha moira ala shefa hatmidus. Bracha implies not just hallelujah, God is elevated in the heavens. Bracha implies God lowers himself to be busy with my breakfast and to be busy with my bodily functions and to be busy with my daily trivial matters. That's blessing. The hashkacha tamidus, that God is interested in every lowly detail of my life. So we say like this, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach. Not only is God elevated, but Baruch God, I'm acknowledging that Hashem is involved in the mundane affairs of man. So we say, Ramal Kogoyim Hashem, God is elevated above the Goyim. But who is like Hashem who lowers himself? You know what he does? You could have somebody's poor, God finds him a job and elevates him. You could have someone who's down on his luck and God finds him a better matzav. You could have a woman awaiting a child, all broken, or waiting a shidduch, and she's sitting at home and she's wondering what's going to be in her future, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is interested in her, and the Ribbono Shel Olam elevates her to find her zivug and to have a child and so forth. So bracha connotes God's interest and involvement in the mundane affairs of man. So that's sort of a third dimension of Baruch. So number one, when you say Baruch, the Sefer HaChinuch says it's an acknowledgement that God is the makar of bracha. Number two, the Malbim says we actually increase the reservoir, the brecha ho'alyoyna peleg elekim alemayim. And thirdly, the Malbim says the word Baruch connotes God's interest and involvement in the mundane aspects of our life. Let's end this segment with the Avudraham. The Avudraham says, what does God need our blessing for? So he says, very beautiful. The Gemara says in Soita, Kol ha-mevarech mizbarech, right? The Gemara says, the Kohanim give us a bracha, but who gives the Kohanim a bracha? So the Gemara says, whoever blesses is blessed. So too, the reason why God tells us to bless Him is He doesn't need our blessing, but that's the mechanism with which He blesses us, through the procedure of Kol ha-mevarech yizbarech. So we bless God, and thereby God blesses us. Like we say, Su'u yedeichem kodesh, uvarchu es Hashem, lift up your hands, and bless God, yivarechecha Hashem, and then God will bless you. Okay, Marv Raboisai, that concludes this segment, and we now move on to the Parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.